91X News.
It's 3 degrees and sunny. Good afternoon. I'm Taylor Rankimo with 91X News. A man was arrested in Trenton last night for a disturbance at the Dundas Street beer store. Officers were reportedly told that a male got angry when he was refused service. 29-year-old James Raymond Riege was arrested and charged with a number of counts, including possession of a controlled substance. He will appear in court on May 3rd. And the new face of the NDP is Quebec MP Thomas Mulcair. He will take the seat today as official opposition leader. Michael McMahon is the president of the Prince Edward Hastings NDP Riding Association. He says he knows Mulcair has a lot to bring to the table. McMahon explains how he thinks Mulcair is different from the NDP's former leader, Jack Layton.
Jack was pretty well confined to Toronto in his early years in his training, and he branched out from that. I think Mulcair is the man to make our gains in the West. We have very few seats west of Ontario. We need to improve on that, and I think Mulcair is going to be able to do it.
McMahon says he has no doubt that Mulcair will have no problem taking on Stephen Harper. And Belleville's Queen Victoria School is celebrating 100 years of education in the community. The Pine Street School is holding an open house event on May 12th. Organizers are looking for people to loan photos and memorabilia to be displayed at the open house, and they plan to make copies of the photos for a commemorative time capsule. Ontario's appeal court has ruled a ban on brothels is unconstitutional. The court upheld the ban on soliciting for the purposes of selling sex and says the laws that deal with living on the avails of prostitution can be reworded to specifically exclude the exploitation of prostitutes. The court suspended its declaration for 12 months to give Parliament an opportunity to draft a new law if it chooses. And divers have recovered nearly all of the bodies from the wreck of the Costa Concordia. Nearly 2 months after the cruise ship struck a reef and capsized off Italy's Tuscan coast, Italy's Civil Protection Agency says divers have brought up 4 of the 5 bodies located by search crews last week. Kevin Rabello's brother worked on the cruise ship and hasn't been seen since it ran aground. Rabello says he's hoping for confirmation that one of the bodies recovered is that of his brother.
Religious point of view, for us, it's very important to have a body to take him home. So for me and for my family, it's very important.
30 bodies have now been recovered. 2 people remain missing and are presumed dead. And a Loyalist College student will be conducting a live blog posing the question, what is the impact of CFB Trenton in the community? Organizer Steph Crozier says Mayor Williams, Mayor Ellis, MP Rick Norlock, and others have agreed to participate in the event tonight starting at 7 p.m. If you're interested in joining in or just want to see what everyone else has to say, go to qnetnews.ca and click on the link for the live blog. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm Dan Canatero with sports. Starting off in the NHL, 4 Canadian teams are in action tonight. Vancouver hosts the LA Kings, Ottawa faces Winnipeg, and Dallas visits Calgary. The Flames are just 3 points out of a playoff spot. Pittsburgh's Evgeny Malkin, Buffalo Sabres goalie Ryan Miller, and Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin are this week's NHL 3 stars. Malkin had 9 points in 4 games to earn this week's first star. He leads the league with 46 Genos, 97 points, and is on pace to break his career high of 47 goals. And for our local hockey, the hometown Belleville Bulls are off tonight after their overtime win on Sunday against the Ottawa 67s. The Bulls trail 2-1 in the series. Game 4 is scheduled for tomorrow night at the Yardman. There are 7 games on the hardwood tonight with the Raptors in action. Toronto looks to bounce back after losing to the Chicago Bulls. A buzzer-beating shot killed their chance at victory. The Bulls throw down tonight with the streaking Denver Nuggets in the Windy City. The Stampeders have signed Calgary-born running back Matt Walter. The club announced Monday. Walter recently completed his 5th and final season with the University of Calgary Dinos, helping the team reach the Mitchell Bowl. Walter, who was drafted by the Stamps in the 5th round in the 2011 CFL Canadian Draft, is the U of C's all-time leading rusher with over 4,000 career yards. Walter played for Canada at the 2011 World Football Championship in Austria, scoring 6 touchdowns in 3 games as Canada won silver. That's sports. Here's Taylor Rankimo of 91X Weather.
The weather is looking a bit more like it should at this time of year. Today, sunny with the wind gusting up to 50 kilometers per hour and a high of +3. Tonight, clear, dropping down to -7. Tomorrow, sunny and cloudy late in the afternoon with a high of +4. As for Wednesday, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and a low of 0. It's 3 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.
91X. 101X is CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of New Music Mondays, all Monday long on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.